From pantyhose to cereal boxes, all kinds of household discards can be put to good use in the garden. A few ideas today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-971-5357. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-971-5357. Call 1-800-971-5357. 1-800-971-5357.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Saturday, May 20th, the 140th day of the year, and entertainer Cher has a birthday. Which household discards can you repurpose for gardening chores? Just take a look around. Strips of worn-out pantyhose make great plant ties that are gentle on the stems. Keep grass from invading your planting beds with old cereal boxes. Flatten them and lay underneath the mulch along the bed border. We all have stashes of plastic shopping bags. Tie some around your knees while weeding to protect your pants from grass stains. Old coffee cans make good totes for small tools. And save those mesh fruit and vegetable bags from the supermarket. They're perfect for transporting harvested vegetables from the garden. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.